This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Next, we're going to talk tariffs. First, it was steel and aluminum, then a whole slew of Chinese imports. Now the Trump administration is considering tariffs of up to 25% on imports of cars and auto parts. The Commerce Department let industry and members of the public comment on the proposal today. According to analysis by Politico, all but one of the 45 registered speakers opposed the idea. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
Tariffs are a type of protectionism, a way to shield domestic industries from foreign competition. Throw a tax on an imported good, that foreign good gets more expensive relative to a domestic one. So generally, when it comes to tariffs, it should be pretty easy to predict which companies will want them and which won't. But when it comes to auto tariffs, not so easy.
For the longest time, we just never waded into trade issues.
Jennifer Thomas is with the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, which represents both American and foreign automakers. Companies like Ford and GM, but also Toyota and BMW.
We just took trade off the table, and we just could not reach the consensus.
But this time is different. These days, the line between domestic and foreign auto companies, between who'd benefit and who'd be hurt by these tariffs, is much murkier.
All of our member companies are now global companies, so they are all impacted by these tariffs in some fashion.
And they do not want the Trump administration to impose these tariffs. They say it'd make cars more expensive for consumers, decrease sales, and put lots of jobs at risk. Emily Blanchard is a professor at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business.
There are no major national car companies that are just American or just German or just Japanese.
She says even within one company, tariffs could affect different models in different ways.
For example, if you want to buy a Subaru Outback, there's a really good chance that your Outback was made in the United States. I think it's, 80%+ of the Outbacks are made in the U.S. But if you buy a Forester right next to it on the lot, that Forester was made in Japan.
The Trump administration is also considering whether these tariffs should apply to car parts as well. Christian Gicek is with the Center for Automotive Research.
There's a lot of Canadian and Mexican content in domestically built vehicles, and there's a lot of U.S. content in vehicles built in Canada and Mexico. The auto supply chains within NAFTA are so integrated.
Like with steel and aluminum tariffs, the question the Trump administration is considering is whether auto imports are a threat to U.S. national security. In announcing its investigation, the Commerce Department said it was because the domestic auto industry has long been seen as an important source of American technological innovation. So it wants to know if imports are weakening the industry, weakening the overall economy, and therefore compromising national security. But more tariffs will surely prompt more retaliation, says Dartmouth's Emily Blanchard.
If the U.S. puts on substantial auto tariffs, this is yet another policy grenade going off in the trade policy landscape. And I would be very surprised if this didn't substantially and rapidly escalate the trade war.
Many allies and trading partners are already smarting from the billions of dollars of tariffs the Trump administration has previously put in place. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.